You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Today I would like to bring to you an overview and a quick demonstration of the Voice Recorder HD application. Why I thought about this app was because, and why I like it and thought of bringing you this demonstration, is because I found a useful and worth mentioned differences against similar apps of that nature. I've got apps like
HD Recorder,
which is very nice, but it's also kind of cluttered over the screen, and it's sometimes difficult to find the stop button when you need to, and you need to keep, of course, VoiceOver from leaking to the recording. And so I was looking for an app that's kind of lightweight but still does good enough quality recordings, and I've tried different ones, and the problem that I found with most of them was that they either do just M4A or they were lacking the upload of Dropbox, etc. So this app is nice because firstly it has the same layout as, or a lighter layout such as something like Rev Recorder, in the sense that you can easily locate the pause and stop buttons and things like that, but it records in WAV, and therefore you can, if you need to edit and change your mind that you need to edit something, you can do so. You don't have to convert the M4A file back to WAV and do your editing and convert it back to whatever format you desire. So I'll go through the app and show you what's there. You will see why I like this. So I'll open it here.
Voice memos, BTN speaker, button.
Okay, I had it open already, so it's not where it's gonna open. There are three tabs, the recorder tab, the voice memo tab, and the settings tab. And it landed now on the voice memo tab because I was using it before. Let me just go to the recordings,
selected, recorder tab.
Because that's where you will land on when you open it for the first time.
Orientation locked, step, swipe down with. Swipe down, 5, 0, colon, stop, record.
So at the far left you have the record button. And the nice thing is that when you press it, it will toggle to pause mode. And you can just flick to the right to do the stop. And then,
stop button.
Therefore the stop button is to the right of the record button. Then you have the minute indicator.
0:00.
So, as with Boss Chuck and other apps, you can check how many minutes has passed. And if you don't want VoiceOver to leak in here, then you would probably need to use headphones to check these things. And then you're back to the
selected recorder tab, one of
the tabs, which are recorder, voice memos, and settings. So when I'm finished with the settings, I will do a quick recording because I want to demonstrate something that I'm have to do with sound quality, so it will be a short clip. So then you got the voice memos tab.
Voice memos tab.
Of course, that's where all your recordings will be listed once you've done them.
Empty list. Edit voice map. BTN speaker button.
The speaker button is the far left. That, of course, will toggle between your iPhone or, yeah, the iPhone speaker or the iPhone earpiece. And if you use it on the iPad, of course you don't have the earpiece. And by the way, I don't really find differences with the iPad in terms of a split screen or any design changes like that. So it seems to be the same, and it just works on both. Then after the speaker button,
voice memos, heading, edit button.
You've got the edit button. And in this case, I would really recommend that you take note of the edit button, because you are not allowed, or it's not possible, let me say, to swipe down on a memo to delete it. So you have to press the edit button, and there will be an option called trash, which you can press on to discard the recording. So I don't have a memo right here, right now here at the moment, so I'll go to the settings tab at the bottom.
Settings tab 3.
And now we'll explore what's here.
5 of 5. Settings, heading, extra features, settings, extra features, heading.
So they are in-app purchases. As far as I know, this app is free. I can't recall that I've paid anything. I've got it a while ago, so I can't remember, but I don't think so, because there are more than one in app purchase, so I don't think they will make you pay for the entire app.
Trimming.
So you can buy the trimming feature, which I didn't do. I don't find it necessary for this particular app.
Buy button. Playback controls.
Well, the playback controls will obviously be playback speed, and I don't know exactly what it includes. They don't really specify. Maybe there are extra fast-forward options, or I'm not sure. But normally, with these kind of things, it always are limited to speed, because many people don't always use the playback speed and they just want to forward and rewind through the file.
Audio visualizer.
Yeah, the audio visualizer.
Buy button.
I'm not sure even exactly in this case how this works, because I'm not willing to buy it to to check it out. I would like to tell you about it, but I don't have a need for it. That's why I didn't buy it. And as I said, they're not as descriptive as I wish they were in the help file with all of this. But that's another option. I guess maybe it will also help someone who are a bit visual.
Audio boost.
Now, audio boost is very important, and I'm going to show you this in a short clip at the end, because the problem, that's the only one drawback of this app, but it can be easily fixable, and I find a few extra steps worth it when it comes to audio boost. And this is that if you record and you play back, you will find that it's quite soft. And so they've allowed this audio boost as an in-app purchase. This one I really did buy because it's worth it. If you apply it, your recording will be a much higher level and it will be more normalized, and it really makes the quality good. There are three options to choose from: standard and high quality and something they called whisper, which is in the lower quality. I'm not sure why they call it that, but the point is that by choosing any of those three, you have also a little bit of control over exactly how your normalized file should be more or less sound like. Do you want to cut out noise, or do you want to just be normal standard way? So that's what I like about it, and therefore it sounded different. The sound of the file ends up being different as something like HD Recorder would, and it still applies to normal auto gain. I don't really recall that I've seen any manual gain, but for a light app like this, it's efficient, especially if you quickly need to record something and you don't have time to find the record and the stop button. So audio boost I bought, and it shows me here
purchased, dimmed,
that I've purchased indeed audio boost functionality.
WAV to M4A converter.
So there you got it. You can compress this WAV files that it records in by default in M4A. And I didn't buy this. As for this app, I don't feel it's necessary. But you can, of course, do that. And I think it will be useful for people who don't really have other recording apps and who might want to make more fuller use of this one.
Restore purchases.
And, of course, you can restore your purchases, as you all know how that works, if you have the Apple ID. If you have a new device or you format your phone and need to put things back, you come here, you restore what you have purchased, and it will be available to use again.
Restore, dimmed, button, recording audio, heading.
And then we get to the actual settings here.
Quality, high.
Now, they don't have too much options.
Quality, settings, quality, low, medium, selected, high, recorder, selected, high.
The high is 44.1K, so
medium
would probably be 22.5.
Low.
Low will be maybe 11 or 8K HZ. Again, I don't really recall that they mention all these details specifically. If they do, then you will just see that in the help file. But I found with many of these apps, they don't really give the detail. And with this one, I don't really recall the actual details of each setting. But, you know, as with many of them, you don't really get either to be shown as you go through the actual settings itself, either the actual numbers here. So, but we can accept that high quality is definitely 44.1 16-bit as with most WAV files. So that's what you have there.
Setting action tuning by button. Quality. Recording audio quality. iCloud sharing and backup padding.
Okay, I don't use iCloud at all, so of course with this app I don't use iCloud either. So if you do, then you can definitely organize this, and I would suggest that you read the help file if you need more detail, because there are a little bit more covered here than I am really able to cover right now. I cannot also demonstrate something that I don't have available. I don't use iCloud, so I can't really tell you exactly how that would work, but I would assume that, of course, you can just upload files to iCloud that you recorded here, as you would with photos and anything else, to the account that you own and the current storage that you have available.
Max file size, disable. File sharing and backup, heading. Max file size, disable. Max selected, disable 20 megabytes, 50 megabytes. Not limit. Recorder, not limit.
No limit, Alex says it funny. I guess that as far as I can, because I can't confirm and test this, I have to guess up to an extent, and my suspicion would be on this one that they probably want you to be limited. They give you the option to limit the maximum of the file size you want to upload to iCloud. So if you've done our recording and you want to just upload 50 minutes or whatever, then I guess this is what will determine that. If I'm wrong, I really apologize. Please check the help file. I'm just trying to give you an idea how this differ from similar apps like this.
Settings, recorder 8.0, online help, max file size, file sharing, Dropbox, Aiden Mayer, switch button on.
Okay, so my account, Dropbox account is linked already. So this is where you would do that, because it does have direct support for Dropbox.
Online help.
And there's the manual.
Recorder 8.0.1. Recorder tab.
And that's what you have in the settings.
4 or 5 settings. Head extra feature playback controls. Extra features. Settings.
Okay, I have to go back to the
selected void recorder tab here. Selected recorder. Orientation lock. Swipe down with orientation.
Go back to the
zero. Stop record.
Record button here, and I'm just gonna do a short clip, and I'll play it back to you so you can hear how it sounds normally. And then I'll apply audio boost in the standard preset quality, so you can just hear the difference and why I think it's worth it. So I'm standing on the record button, and I'm going to two-finger double tap to turn off speech, and I'll start the recording, and I'll flick to the right to the stop button and press it, and then I'll go from there and apply audio boost.
Speech off.
Hello. Test 1, 2, 3. This is a short clip. We are now standing onto the pause button. I am now going to flick to the right to the stop button, and I'll two-finger double tap on it. And I'll turn speech back on.
Speech on. Record. Stop. :00. Selected. Recorder tab.
Well, this is so short, it doesn't even show a second or so. Let me just
voice memos tab.
See
selected.
If it's
voice memos tab. BTN detail button.
Present. Okay, there it is.
2015-04 1600 edit button.
Okay, so it's in the list, and the detail screen is where you would play it and share it.
2015 BTN detail button. 2015 selected. 0% start button. Recorder selected. Recorder tab. 13% BTN.
So I'm going
button.
To the detail screen, as I'm more
detail,
familiar
voice
with it.
Memos, back button.
There's not really much in that main screen either. I mean, you select a memo and you can start playing it and slide through it, or you can press edit and then delete them. So in the detail screen,
detail head file name heading 2015-04 file share and label heading.
So you can change the name here.
2015 detail back button done. 2015 WAV.
And it shows that it's a WAV file.
After renaming a file, if you have the same file name on the iCloud, file will not be uploaded. Repeated renaming in a short period, the file might be duplicate in iCloud.
So they really warn you. That's what I like about it. It's very clear.
Recorder tab 1 of 3.
So I'm going to go 2015. Back from this, I'm not gonna rename it right now.
File share and label heading.
So
duration 15. Recorded on 2015.
Okay, 15 seconds. It's 15 seconds. I'm sorry. I try not to talk over VoiceOver too much. I'm sorry. So you can share it. This is where you would, of course, select now the email or Dropbox.
Audio BTN share button. BTN share. Upload file to BTN Dropbox button. Share file via email button. Open in ellipsis.
Open in is
button.
There.
Cancel.
And if iCloud were configured, that would be available, I'm sure, as well. But one thing I don't understand with this recorder is that when I try to email a file, because I've done only short clips recently, because I know that long clips could be a problem, when I do a short clip, it still doesn't want to email the file to me. So I'm not sure why that is, but maybe you have better luck than I have. And opening is, of course, very useful, so I'm going to cancel here.
Duration 15 selected whisper button.
So then after the share you got audio boost
heading,
which I've already purchased, so I'm gonna first play this file normally before I apply this. It doesn't seem that you can play a file on the detail screen, although if you can make it work, then that would be great, but I don't really find it right now. As I said, I don't use this every day, and mostly I just export the stuff and play it elsewhere. So I'm going to the memo screen, and I'm now on the start button. I'm going to start playing it
13% at 3.00%
from the beginning.
Pause.
Hello, test 1, 2, 3. This is a short clip. We are now standing onto the pause button. I am now going to flick to the right to the stop button, and I'll two-finger double tap on it. Okay, so that is how it normally would sound. It's not too bad, but I did find that when I play it on my computer or something, it is a little bit too soft for my liking. So audio boost are still very handy, so I'm going to apply audio boost.
0% BTND 2000 BTND detail. Void file name headed 2015-04-60 file name heading. Set. BTN audio boost button. Pipe stick selected. Whisper. Standard button. Selected. Standard. 2 of 3.
This,
fidelity button.
The standard is one of the presets. I'm going to select standard. And there are whisper standard and high fidelity. So I'll select standard and then
BTN audio boost button.
You can just press on the audio boost button, and then what it will do, it will make a new file with the audio boost applied, and it will keep the old file intact in your voice memo list if you need it for something, or you can just delete it if you don't need it.
Tab, BTN audio boost.
So I'm going to press on audio boost, and it will do the conversion. Apply.
BTN audio boost. Voice memos, BTN speaker button.
And it takes me back to the voice memo list.
Voice memos, heading, edit, button, 2015-04-16-00-38. BTN detail button 2015-04-16-00-38. BTN detail button recorder tab 1 of 3.
So both are showing there. Of course, the best thing to do, you make your recording and then you rename it immediately. And then when you apply the boost, you know that the one with the time and date attached would be the one that are boosted. So I'll play you the boosted version of the clip I've just done.
Pause.
Hello. Test 1, 2, 3. This is a short clip. We are now standing onto the pause button. I am now going to flick to the right to the stop button, and I'll two-finger double tap on it. So it's much louder, and I hope that you can hear the difference, because I don't really have a professional setup at the moment. And I know that when listening a recording through another recording, that could be sometimes confusing, but of course you're welcome to try it yourself. The audio boost would be probably, if I can quickly think of the conversion here, because I'm not using the dollar, but it would probably be anything between $2 and $4, maybe a little bit less than $4, just to give an idea more or less what it would cost. But I found it worth it, and this is really just really what this app is about. There's not a lot of stuff in here. It's really very handy and useful in situations where you quickly need to press record without having to struggle to find the record, pause and stop buttons, but also that you can apply a good quality to it afterwards as well, and you still can upload to Dropbox and things like that. And I hope that this was useful to someone, and I look forward to any feedback on this. You're welcome to email me at aidan.smarttalk@gmail.com. Thanks a lot.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.